Now it's time for Backseat Mogul with R. Scott Bolton. He talks about showbiz because showbiz won't talk about him.
Showbiz is a cruel and shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs for no good reason. There's also a bad side.
This is the Backseat Mogul Show live here on RoughEdge.com, Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. I am the Backseat Mogul, and this is the show where we talk about show business. Johnny D is still out this week. He's up in Las Vegas trying to turn his mini fortune into a major fortune. Good luck with that, Johnny. So I got Devin Crowe sitting in here with me today. Devin, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Scotty.
Thanks for that breakfast burrito. That place is awesome.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
I have heard stories about that place for a long time about it's a little Panderia.
Yeah.
Mexican bakery. And I've heard everybody say that they had the best breakfast burritos in town. Now I know that that's true.
Oh, yeah.
That place is awesome. Yeah. I wish we knew the name of it so we can give them a little publicity. But just
nobody
go to 99
Cent
Store. Yeah. Not even the people own it. It's just Panderia.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So today's show, we're gonna kind of do a little flashback stuff. We're going to play a lot of the featured artists that we've played in the past, mostly in the past couple of weeks. One from a few years ago, Ace No Face. We're going to play his track, 2000 Bikes. So lots of music on today's show. We're going to talk a little bit about some news because there were some big things announced today, and this week in show business. So we'll talk a little bit about those. We'll play a lot of music, and then at the top of the hour, about 10-ish, we're going to introduce our brand new show, which is Devin's show called, let's just say it's about anime, and you'll learn more about it later.
Anime and video games,
Anime and video games. I just played Devin his intro. I chose the right music, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
So anyway, we're going to get to that in about an hour, but first we've got lots of music from our featured artist week, and we're going to talk a little bit about some show business stuff, starting off with this. Devin, are you a Quentin Tarantino fan?
Yeah.
I think Tarantino's one of the best.
He's got good movies.
I don't think there's a single movie of his that I don't like even a little bit. I mean, his worst movie is Jackie Brown, and if that's your worst movie, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Because Jackie Brown's really good. But he's got his new Western that he's making now called The Hateful Eight, and he got his cast all put together for it. And just, this is why it's good to be Quentin Tarantino. And it's also good to be these actors who, maybe some of them, you'll see their careers haven't exactly been on fire lately, but they will be after a Tarantino film. It always works that way.
Yeah.
So his cast for The Hateful Eight is, of course, Samuel L. Jackson. Seems like you can't have a Tarantino movie without Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Makes no sense.
Also, Kurt Russell is going to be in that. Kurt's had a rough patch in his career. He did a Tarantino movie before. He did Death Proof. He was supposed to be in Inglourious Basterds, but that role got given to Don Johnson instead. But now Kurt Russell will be in The Hateful Eight. Jennifer Jason Leigh, do you remember her?
No.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is one of these. She was from originally, I think her first film was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
She went on to be Oscar nominated, got all kinds of acclaim as an actress. Doesn't do a lot of work these days, and I don't know why. You don't seem to see her.
Came out of the pool and showed her boobs?
No, that was Phoebe Cates.
Okay.
Not that I knew that off the top of my head for any reason.
No, we have a computer sitting right in front
of
us. Yes, of course.
That was, at one point, was the most downloaded clip in history.
Oh.
With good reason.
With good reason. I think it still should be.
Jennifer Jason Leigh just... she's the only female in the Hateful Eight, but she's going to be great in that as well. Also in it is Walton Goggins. Walton Goggins is a star from Justified. He plays the bad guy in Justified.
Okay.
And he's also got a great part in Sons of Anarchy, where he plays a tranny.
Oh.
He's absolutely brilliant. Demian Bichir, I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, from The Bridge on television, is going to be in The Hateful Eight, as is Tim Roth, who, of course, has worked with Tarantino before in Pulp Fiction. Michael Madsen, who worked with Tarantino before in Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill. Bruce Dern, recently Oscar-nominated for Nebraska. Very classic, legendary actor.
Yeah.
And he was also had a really tiny bit part that most people didn't even realize in Django Unchained. He did one scene.
Django Unchained's on Netflix now for streaming.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
You got to watch it.
It's because of the children.
You have to be careful when the children are
there. It's very limited to where I could watch it. Funny story. When that movie came out, my stepson's father took him to the theater to see that.
How old was your stepson?
Well, he's 13 now.
Yikes!
And that came out, two years ago? So he was 11.
Wow. Probably not a movie for an 11-year-old. Is he okay?
I'm sure he is, but I mean,
he probably learned a lot.
The Django Unchained.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Great movie, but I don't like it as much as I liked Inglourious Basterds, but it's still really good.
Inglourious Basterds was great.
It's a great one.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, I absolutely love that movie. And finally, rounding out the cast is Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum is going to be one of the Hateful Eight in Tarantino's movies.
Hmm.
And if you're an actor, you want to be in a Woody Allen movie or a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So that's the cast for Hateful Eight, and that's for me, that's very exciting. The only problem for it is we got to wait till next year to see it. That's kind of a drag. So let's play a couple of tracks right now from a couple of our previous featured artists of the week. We're going to start off with the Tape Benders doing a track called Chasing Ghosts, and we're going to follow that with the aforementioned Ace No Face with 2,000 Bikes here on the Backseat Mogul Show on Rough Edge FM.
See me giving grief. Grow my wicked horn. Pay me my reward. The mental clinic patients know.
Listening to the Backseat Mogul Show live here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. I got my guest over there, Devin Crowe, sitting here with me today. And Devin, thanks again for that burrito, but I am stuffed now, my friend.
Oh, there's always room for more burrito.
I'm finishing it. It's going. It's too good to leave there, but it's, man, it's way good. Those were two of our previously featured artists of the week. That was Ace No Face with a song called 2000 Bikes. And before that, we had Tape Benders with Chasing Ghosts. Devin.
Yes.
They announced the name of the new Star Wars movie this week. Did you hear it?
I think I saw something about it on Facebook, but I don't recall.
The new Star Wars movie is called Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Yes, yes.
What do you think of that title?
I think it's a stupid title.
Do you think it's better than Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Yeah, most people do. That seems to be the...
Well, let's be honest. It could have just been called Star Wars... That's pretty much what we want to call it. It would have been better than Attack
Star Wars.
Of the Clones.
Well, yeah, exactly, exactly. It doesn't make any difference. That movie's still going to make tens of billions of dollars. It's probably going to be the biggest movie of all time. I'd be my guess. But
I think the only title that would have been worse than Attack of the Clones is Rise of Jar Jar Binks, and then.
Well,
you know,
it's funny you should mention that because I have a list here, courtesy of Telegraph UK, of the best tweets about the new Star Wars title.
Oh.
So I thought we'd run through some of those here. Again, this new Star Wars movie is entitled Star Wars: The Force Awakens. And Jason Wolf says, I just thought that after six movies, the Force would already be awake. Josh Horowitz says, Star Wars: The Force Awakens. I'm cool with it, but slightly saddened they didn't go with Jar Jar's Revenge Episode 8. Jason Schreer says, if Disney wants real traffic, they'll go with Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and you'll never believe what it sees next. Like one of those what do they call them, link bait things?
Yeah.
I hate those.
Yeah.
I like, you know, it's kind of fun to look at the top 10 lists, but mm-hmm. when one says top 10 so-and-sos, you won't believe number 6. Like, no, I'm not going to look at it.
Yeah.
I hate those. Those bother me. John Niven says, big shout out to all the dads who will soon be following sumptuous farts with the words, The Force Awakens. I can see you doing that. Matt Bender says, in true Disney fashion, The Force Awakens with Luke Skywalker. I'm sorry. In true Disney fashion, The Force Awakens when Luke Skywalker plants a sleeping Darth Vader with a single kiss. Warren Holstein says, Star Wars Episode 8, The Force just needs about 10 to 15 minutes to regenerate. I swear this has never happened before. Justin Korthoff says, Episode 7, the Force and the Furious.
That's great.
That's actually
like
a good title.
One. That was great.
Let's see what else we got here.
They could have Paul Walker as a hologram.
There you go. He could come back over and over again.
Yeah.
Tony Thaxton says, everyone is talking about The Force Awakens being the title, but no one is talking about the villain being named Darth Brooks. I hope that's not true.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Let's see what else we got here. I want to see if there's any more that some of them aren't so great.
Like the Darth Vader. Dun, 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 dun. It'd be played in a country music
yeah.
fashion, though.
And here's my favorite one right here. The Force Awakens. I guess that means the new Police Academy reboot will have to find a new title. So there's some thoughts about the new Star Wars title, which is, of course, The Force Awakens.
I don't care what anybody says about anybody. People are fucking clever as hell.
Well, that's the beauty of Twitter. You get those jokes, and you know, right off the thing, and I love the fact that Telegraph gathered them up.
Yeah.
And we could use them here. So let's play a couple more songs by Featured Artists of the Week. We got Jay Soul here with a track called Free. Going to follow that with Antigone Rising with Magnolia on the Breeze here in the Backseat Mogul Show, Rough Edge FM.
Just say yes to me.
Backseat Mogul Show live here on Rough Edge FM. I am R. Scott Bolton. Devin is sitting across me over there. We've been talking about some stuff and playing some music by our past featured artists of the weeks. That last track was Antigone Rising with a track called Magnolia on the Breeze. And before that, we had Jay Soul with Free. We got lots more music coming up, along with a little bit of news here on the Backseat Mogul Show. Also coming up in about 35 minutes or so, a new show here, all about anime, starring Devin Crowe, who's sitting across from me today, as Johnny D is in Las Vegas, the lucky guy. I love Las Vegas.
Oh, I love that place. I'll be going in December.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to go for, what, 3 days?
Yeah,
four days. It's too cool, man.
4 days, 3 nights.
That's awesome. I just love Las Vegas. It just seems, it's such a, I mean, I know it's got its, you know, its seedy underbelly, but it's just a town that's just alive and wild and always awake, and I just love that about it. It just makes for a good time. Jason Statham, standing right here in the corner. I have a 7 foot tall, is that 7 foot?
Yeah, that looks 7 feet.
7 foot tall Jason Statham standee here in the studio. He did a movie a few years ago called The Mechanic, which was a remake of the Charles Bronson movie. And guess what? There's going to be a sequel. The Mechanic Resurrection is the name of it. Did you see the original Mechanic with Charles Bronson? Do you know anything about the Mechanic movies at all?
No.
They're about a hitman who gets a partner who he trains to be a murderer, and then the partner turns on him. Both the original Charles Bronson movie and the original Jason Statham movie had the same basic storyline. At the end, spoiler alert, by the way, spoiler alert, at the end of the original Mechanic with Charles Bronson, Bronson's killed. His character dies, killed by the other guy. In the Jason Statham remake, he survived, which I was very happy about because you want to see Jason Statham survive all the time. That's why there's Jason Statham returning in Mechanic Resurrection. The other cast members include Michelle Yeoh, Jessica Alba, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. Cast.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And again, you got Jason Statham. He's got a new movie called Wild Card coming out this month. And it's a remake of the Burt Reynolds movie Heat, which was not actually that great of a movie, but based on a great book by William Goldman. And the interesting thing is that William Goldman is writing the Wild Card film for Jason Statham. Oh. So that's exciting news if you're a Jason Statham fan, as I am. So anyway, I wanted to get some Jason Statham news in there before that. Also, we heard this week that there's going to be a Toy Story 4.
Yes. Yep.
As excited as I am about that, here's my problem. Toy Story 1, 2, and 3... are some of the best movies ever made.
Yeah.
How you could have three movies that are that high quality in a row blows me away. They can't screw it up with Toy Story 4.
You know who's writing it, right?
I don't know who's writing it.
Rashida Jones.
Who's that?
You know who... Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's one of the writers?
She's one of the writers.
And John Lasseter's directing it again, who's the head of Pixar and everything else. It's gotta be good. I mean, it just... You can't do... halfway with a Toy Story movie.
Yeah.
You got to knock it out of the park. And I don't know about you, but there's one scene at the end, and I won't give it away. I'm sure everybody's seen Toy Story 3 by now. There's one scene near the end of Toy Story 3 where if you're not crying real tears, you're not a human being.
Yeah, I cried.
my son and I went because we'd heard it was so great. So we went to see it. And at that part, I looked over at him. He looked at me. And we both tears streaming out of our eyes. It's that freaking good. Yeah, it really is. And that's the thing. I'm very excited about Toy Story 4. You know, it's going to be like the Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Disney will give it all the money it needs. It's Toy Story.
Oh,
they'll hire anybody they need to for the voice cast. They'll give them all the money they need to make the picture. But that's not the important part. The important part is they got to get the heart right again. They got to make a movie that's up to the name brand.
Yeah, Tom Hanks was like, I want $22 million. And Disney's going to be like, okay, hold on, let me go get my toilet paper.
Yeah, I want $22 million in dimes. Okay, we'll make it work. It's going to happen. Especially because now, not yet. Well, I think already they've got some. Disney's got Star Wars money.
Yeah.
Because they paid a fortune for Star Wars, but you know they've already taken over the toy rights and everything else. So they're already making money on Star Wars, and that movie doesn't even come out till next year. So anyway, very excited about Toy Story 4. Please don't screw up this legacy. You've got a legacy of some of the best animated movies, best movies ever. Don't screw it up by making a bad Toy Story 4. Got my fingers crossed on that. Only bad news, of course, is that Jim Varney's no longer with us to voice the dog.
Oh, that's right.
I think somebody actually did the voice for him in Toy Story 3. As a matter of fact, I think he was gone by then, which is too bad. But so far, Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, and Don Rickles are all coming back. So, and again, you got to have Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Talk about legends.
Yeah.
Don't get more legendary than Don Rickles. All right, let's play a couple more songs from previous featured artists of the weeks. This is Barbara Louche with a song called Hot Blooded. Yes, it's a cover of the old Foreigner tune. Going to follow that with Matty Ride with That Girl here in the Backseat Mogul Show on Rough Edge FM.
You don't have to read my mind it's up to you. We can make a secret rendezvous, just me and you. I'll show you loving like you never knew. That's why I'm hot-blooded, check it and see. I got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot-blooded, I'm hot-blooded. If it feels all right, tell me, are you hot, baby? You sure look that way to me. Are you old enough? Will you be ready when I call your bluff? Is the timing right? Did you save your love for me tonight? See, I feel the fever burning inside of me. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot-blooded, I'm hot-blooded, hot-blooded, check it and see. I got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, do you do than dance. I'm hot-blooded, I'm hot-blooded.
Backseat Mogul Show live here on Rough Edge FM. And that, again, was two of our previously featured Artists of the Weeks. That was Maddie Ride with That Girl. And before that, we heard Barbara Louche with Hot Blooded, her very different but very interesting cover of the old Foreigner tune. Got just a few minutes here, about 20 minutes coming up here. We got the new show about anime starring Devin Crow, who's sitting across from me here in the studio today. So we'll get to that. So if you're an anime fan or a video game fan, tune in because we'll have some stuff to tell you on that show. Devin, you watch a lot of TV? I don't think you're a TV kind of guy, are you?
No, I'm a TV guy.
Are you?
Yeah, I love TV.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the shows that have been canceled and some of them have been renewed.
I was just reading about that this morning, actually.
Well, that's why it's fresh today, see? ABC canceled Selfie.
Yeah, no surprise that show was terrible.
It was cute, but that was about it.
I don't like those kinds of shows where the main lead talks super duper fast and she's... Yeah, I just don't like those.
You didn't
shows.
Like her character so much, the Selfie character? Well, they canceled Selfie, but they gave Forever a full first season order. So
yes.
Have you seen Forever?
I love that show.
I've heard it's a good show.
I really like that show. I was glad. I was reading about that.
I have not seen a single episode of it, but I heard it was good. NBC has canceled Bad Judge, which was easily the worst show of the new season. I tried to watch it, but it was just awful. And my wife, who works in the courts, she goes, "Yeah, this is not good." Not that she was looking for a real life story in a show called Bad Judge,
yeah.
But still, they also canceled A to Z.
I don't even know what that one is.
I don't either, so yeah. It probably deserved to go. About a Boy was also About a Boy looks like it might be next to be canceled, and Constantine. I wanted Constantine to work, but I understand that the first thing they did, and, here's a caveat. I don't know this for certain, but in the original story, Constantine has a really bad smoking habit.
Yeah.
And he's dying of lung cancer, which is part of the problem that part of the storyline for the book. Well, I guess they didn't want him to smoke on a television show, so they took away his cigarettes. Now, that's such a part of the character.
Yeah, it really is.
See, cigarette people are always trying to get the movie studios and the TV shows not to feature people smoking. But as a writer myself, if I want a character to smoke, there's a reason I want him to smoke. It's not just because I'm not trying to sell cigarettes. I just think that the character would be a smoker,
Yeah.
I don't get that thing. So anyway, that's silly, and that may have killed that show. Who knows? Marry Me its ratings are dropping, but they ordered another 5 episodes if you're a fan of that show. Do you know that show either?
Which one?
Marry Me?
No.
Yeah, that makes 2 of us. The Millers is losing a lot of its audience. I guess it follows 2 Broke Girls, which, as far as I'm concerned, was done 2 years ago.
Yeah, that show was...
The jokes kept getting filthier and unfunnier.
Yeah.
Pretty soon they were just throwing jokes out there to shock you with no punchline.
It's
that's not a joke, folks.
I'm just hoping it gets to the point where they just start running around topless, and then I'll be the show.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good show.
Yeah,
I would watch that. They need to put it on cable, but that's okay. the Millers is losing its audience, but it probably won't be canceled first. They say that the McCarthys will probably be the first show that CBS canceled this season. Now, here's something that's sad. I really like Elementary. The Sherlock Holmes show.
Oh, you liked it?
I really liked that show.
I didn't like it.
You probably watched the Sherlock Holmes with Benedict Cumberbatch, didn't you?
I did.
See, everybody who watches that show doesn't like Elementary. And I've never seen this Sherlock Holmes with Benedict, even though I'm going to. But I really like Elementary. I like this. I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan for starters, anyway.
I'm actually a huge Sherlock Holmes fan, and I really wanted to like Elementary. I don't know. It was just not that good to me.
I didn't think I was going to... the first episode didn't really hook me. But it did my wife. So we watched the second episode, and I was sold. I like it a lot. Unfortunately, its ratings are getting slaughtered by How to Get Away with Murder, which is terrible. And
really?
I can say this because my wife watches it every week. Don't ask me why we do this, okay? Because I can't give you an answer. There are 2 shows. There's Rizzoli and Isles, and there's How to Get Away with Murder. And they're both terrible shows. We've watched 4 or 5 episodes, whatever there is, of How to Get Away with Murder. And in the middle of every episode, my wife says, "I really don't like anybody in the show." And I want to say, then why are we still watching it?
Why the
but last
heck
time,
are you watching it?
Yeah. Last time I said that, she's all, oh, so you can like your shows, but I can't like my shows. So I'm staying out of it, letting her watch. But I'm sitting watching it going, I really don't want to watch this show anymore.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Elementary, which unfortunately, because we're watching How to Get Away with Murder instead, Elementary's ratings are getting killed and it's probably going to get canceled.
You know, if you liked Elementary, you'll really like Forever, because I was talking at home and I was saying, you know, well, I was watching Forever, and I look over, I said, this is what Elementary should have been.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what is Forever? Tell us the storyline.
Basically, Forever, he's a guy that's been alive for like 200-plus years due to some mysterious accident that he has, and every time he dies, he wakes up in a water source. And generally, it's the river or the lake or whatever around where he's at, but he's completely buck naked, but he can't die. And he's trying to figure out the mystery of why he can't die. And so, basically, if he wants to learn about death, he goes where the action. So he's a coroner, or he's a medical examiner in New York. And he helps solve all these murders through being murdered himself multiple times or killing himself or, you know, injecting himself with poison to see how fast the poison reacts. And so
he can test that way because he knows he's going to come back.
Because he knows he's going to come back. So it's a really, really good show.
I'm you know what? Thank God for the new cable systems, because you could log into the CBS thing either online or on the cable box and watch every episode.
Or on demand.
I can't watch a show starting from the middle. I just can't do it. I got to see it from the first episode on. And so there's only been four or five episodes.
So
I can catch up easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that. That sounds interesting.
It's you remember the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Movie, Mr. Uh-huh. Fantastic?
Yeah.
He's the main character.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that
guy. He's got a nice accent for the show, too. It's like a British accent, English accent.
It's probably his real accent.
Probably is. Uh-huh. But, it's just a really, really good show, and I think it goes really well with on there.
All right. You talked me into it. I'll watch it. I just hope Elementary gets... Stop watching How to Get Away with Murder. It's terrible.
I've never even seen it.
It's about this attorney who teaches, obviously has a classroom full of students, and she picks a select few to work with her law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole storyline is she's teaching them how to get away with murder, how to get her clients off in court, and at the same time, they're covering up a murder of their own. And it's just ridiculous. All the shows this year are trying, not all the shows, but a lot of shows this year are trying to push the envelope as far as they can go with the networks.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to catch up with cable. You know, you got shows like the Walking Dead, mm-hmm. which is the bloodiest show on TV, bar none.
Yeah.
And, you know, but even the network shows like this one, How to Get Away with Murder, is pushing the envelope as far as sex is concerned and violence. And that's, I get that, as long as you're doing it within the story. When you're doing it just because the cable networks are doing it, it looks obvious, and what's bad about that show.
South Park did an episode a long, long time ago where, I can't remember, was it The Shield where someone said shit or something like that?
It was probably The Shield, yeah.
And then, like, they showed, like, the butt of one of the male characters on the show, and this was, like, prime television, not cable.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it was a big, big deal, and South Park made a whole big, you know... A big deal about it.
Well, South Park's good at that, social commentary.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things and how far they could push the envelope to where they say, you can't do that anymore.
Well, the network audiences, the network shows are getting killed by cable. And John will give you the same argument. He'll say, well, that's because they can swear. Well, swear words don't make a show better.
No.
You know, unless you're using them properly. So I don't buy that argument. I think that the networks just aren't making shows as good as cable. That's all there is to it. And maybe they can't afford to make shows as good as cable.
I think it's because they don't have the budget to do it.
Can you imagine CBS doing Boardwalk Empire?
No.
That show looked like a movie every time you watched it.
Yeah.
Like a big budget movie. I'm sure it cost HBO a fortune, which is probably why they got rid of it. But I can't imagine CBS doing a show with that kind of talent, for starters. I mean, talking about the cast, I mean, Steve Buscemi was leading that. Plus the sets and the background, probably all green screen, but nonetheless, it was gorgeous. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but forcing sex and violence into these shows and pushing the envelope isn't the answer. Speaking of which, Kevin Williamson's Stalker got a first season order, so it's going to be... it got its first full season order, and then it got a lowest ratings ever, so that's probably not a good sign for that either. Utopia has been canceled. To watch Utopia?
No, my friend was a producer for that, actually.
Well, you better call him and see if he needs a job. Better call him and see. Mulaney, I don't even remember that. Grace Point is a miniseries, so it's only got four more episodes to go. Have you seen any of Grace Point?
I have. I actually like the main character in there. David Tennant?
David Tennant, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Uh-huh. I couldn't get into it. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to.
It's a very grim show.
It is.
And that's part of the problem. It reminds my wife and I a lot of The Killing, which mm-hmm. we watched from beginning to end on first on the networks and then on Netflix. Hey, there's a bird.
Yeah. A relative of mine.
the crow.
It's a crow.
But it's a really grim show, and it reminds me of that. But I'm intrigued by it. I'm enjoying watching it. And Nick Nolte's been great until recently, but we won't discuss that.
You know, what ruined it for me was David Tennant having an American accent.
Oh, does that throw it off
for
you?
Yeah, I was like, no, have your British, have your Scottish, because he's Welsh, or he's Scottish, so I wanted to have a Scottish
he's
accent.
He's really good in that show. In
yeah,
Point.
He's an amazing actor. Yeah. He does a lot of really crazy stuff, but... I just couldn't get into it. And you know that has a second season already in Australia.
Of that...
Of Grace Point.
Oh, okay. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what it's based on. It's based on that Australian series, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he actually stars in the Australian series.
Does
as
he
well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's great. He's absolutely great. Sleepy Hollow's ratings have dropped. Everybody loves that show. I've never watched a single... I did. I watched the first episode.
I did, too.
Didn't like it. Yeah, I thought, nah. But everybody I know likes it, except for you, apparently. And it's the ratings are exactly where they were for Almost Human when Fox canceled that last year. I loved Almost Human, but unfortunately, that's long gone.
Yeah.
The Mindy Project looks like it's going to be gone before the...
Thank God.
Before long. They thought it would be gone before the World Series, but apparently it's still hanging in there. The Originals has sunk to a new season low. Do you know anything about The Originals?
Never heard of it.
Okay. And Jane the Virgin. Have you watched Jane the Virgin?
No.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a telenovela.
Yeah, it's a telenovela. And that's Ugly Betty.
There's even at one point in the narration, I think on last week's show, where the narrator says, if this sounds like it's from a telenovela, say that word for me.
I can't.
If this sounds like it's from a telenovela, it's because it is. Well, yeah. They're being honest about what it is. So that's a lot of fun. And that one's already got a full season order, so Jane the Virgin isn't going to be around for a while. All right, let's play some more music by our featured artist of the week. We're about 15 minutes away from the new anime show here on Rough Edge FM. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, you'll find the podcast for the anime show, too, as well. This is... Kicklighter with a track called The Sultan of Brunei. Gonna follow that with Broken Quote with Sparks. There's a big difference between Spanks and Sparks. Sparks water the seeds. We'll be back right after this. Backseat Mogul, Rough Edge FM.
Sing different tunes, Sultan of Brunei. Look happy, be yourself, straighten up your spine. Wait for your moment to shine, wait for your moment to shine. Best behavior, run your race, Sultan of Brunei. Feel the blood rush to your face when you catch his eye. You're just a man like me, no one owns the sky. But who knows you when they know there's no wish you couldn't buy. Nobody tells you no. You're the Sultan of Brunei. And we hide, and we hide without a good reason. No good reason, yeah, but we hide just to be him. Though no yacht or jet plane can free him. So what's this envy? Who invited you here inside me? Have compassion. With every friend a potential assassin, you would cry. Can I say that you're my friend? Can I drop your name? Can I tag along and learn how you handle your thing? 1 hour alone with you, that's all I require. Promise not to waste your time. I would never waste your time. Everybody knows you are Sultan of Brunei. Money only goes so far. Spoken with a sigh. What can your world be like Do you know you'll die? Cause who tells you when they know? There's no wish you couldn't buy, and nobody tells you no. You're the Sultan of Brunei, and we hide, and we hide without a good reason. No good reason, yeah, but we devised a question. For a moment snared his attention. He smiled and relaxed. Then his phone rang, excuse me, be right back. But he was gone.
Thank you.
the Flying H Theater Company's production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf begins harmlessly enough. George, the associate professor of history, and his wife, Martha, invite young Nick and Honey over for a nightcap. The evening deteriorates into the hell that hides behind those ivy-clad university walls and becomes an exercise of wits, sexual foreplay, and a war of words in which the past is fair game. Edward Albee wrote the still controversial play. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Find out at the Flying H Theater Company, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., now through November 23rd. Tickets are $15. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Live at the Flying H Theater Company, located at 6368 Bristol Road in Ventura. For ticket information, please call 805-901-0005 or visit online at flyinghgroup.com. Most of the artists you hear on the Backseat Mogul Show are represented by CyberPR at cyberpr.com. CyberPR is a digital PR firm and an educational experience wrapped up in one. Learn how to use social media and online tactics to attract more PR, build your fan base, and make more money with your music. CyberPR at cyberpr.com. Almost out of time for this Backseat Mogul Show. By the way, that was two of our previously featured artists of the week. We had Broken Quote with Sparks Water the Seeds and Kicklighter with the Sultan of Brunei. And we're going to close out with one more quick track from our friends Jubilee Riots. Before we do, though, stay tuned right after this. The new show about anime will be appearing here on Rough Edge FM next. Also, I want to talk real quick about the new Mark Wahlberg movie. Did you hear about what Mark's doing next?
Which one's that?
The $6 Billion Man.
Really?
They're finally doing a remake of the $6 Million Man. Yeah, exactly. But they've upgraded him for inflation, apparently. So it's going to be the $6 Billion Man, and Mark Wahlberg will be the $6 Billion Man. Yeah, that'll be fun, I think, don't you?
Yeah, that'll be
even
great.
Though the director is Peter Berg, and I'm not a huge Peter Berg fan, but, you know, maybe it'll be all right. Closing out with Jubilee Riots, Two Bare Hands. Please stay tuned for the anime show with Devin up next. Well, we'll see you next week, folks, in the Backseat Mogul Show. Sad to say, John will probably be back. Have a good one.
Comes when there's no one around you. You do all that you can do with your brain and your brawn. Have an eye, have an eye, have an eye. Better watch where you're going. Look alive, look alive, look alive.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.